state auto fatalities continue to climb. Good evening, this is Richard King, WKIS Action Center News, brought to you by the Orlando Bank and Trust Company, 1400 East Colonial Drive. Remember, the Yes Bank has something for you when you save with them. Florida's holiday death toll on the streets and highways now stands at 10.
Westbrook Heating, Air Conditioning and Plumbing, on the South Orange Blossom Trail across from the new Parliament House. Westbrook.
40% chance of rain tonight, and these conditions will carry through into the early morning hours. Fair and mild on Sunday, clearing and colder tomorrow. 20% chance of showers tomorrow. Lowest temperatures tonight in the middle 50s, currently 66 degrees. And that's the top of the news, brought to you by the Orlando Bank and Trust Company, 1400 East Colonial Drive. This is Richard King, WKIS Action Center News.
WKIS, AM and FM, Orlando.
NBC Radio, news on the hour. David Rush reporting. Alabama's governor-elect George Wallace announced he plans to marry Cornelia Ellis Snively, an attractive young divorcee and niece of former Governor James Folsom. No date has been set for the wedding. Wallace's first wife, Lurleen, died of cancer 2.5 years ago while she held office as governor of Alabama. The hour's top story, two West German television employees exchanged for kidnapped consul Eugen Beil have been released by Basque nationalists in Spain. David Rush, NBC News.
Action Center with Tom Marshall.
Welcome back this Christmas night. Tom Marshall with you. And as we said at the beginning of the first hour, we know from past experience that on Christmas night, people are with their families and probably a little sluggish after a big meal today and sitting around relaxing. And we found that it's not a night where people want to get on the phone and gab too much, just sit and relax. And we hope that tonight we can entertain you by playing some tape.
Dr. Charles Unkovic, chairman of the sociology department at FTU, who will be my guest tomorrow night at 9:05? Wednesday night, I'll have at least two of the students from the International House. And then Thursday night from 8:05 till 9, we'll be doing our special hour-long program for children on Christmas Eve. And only children in your family will be allowed to call in. We're not going to talk to any adults on Christmas Eve. 2950740 is the phone number. We have a couple of lines open and would like to hear from you at that number. Orlando Hearing Aid Centers, of which there are three, would like to hear from you if you have any hearing aid problems or hearing problems. Let's first talk about the hearing aid problems. Example, maybe your hearing aid gave up the ghost and is not working, and so rather than get it fixed like you should have, you've stuck it in a drawer somewhere and are going around not enjoying half the sounds that are going on around you. Well, just take it down to Tom Smith and his crew at Orlando Hearing Aid Centers, and they'll fix it up like brand new and do it in short order and charge you a fair price. They do great repair work down there. Maybe you just need a set of batteries. They sell batteries and accessories for hearing aids. And if you're one of those people who's been sitting around for a couple of years with a hearing loss or a hearing problem, and for whatever the reason, you've not gotten a hearing aid, then you too go to see Orlando Hearing Aid Centers. First, they'll test your hearing. It doesn't cost you a dime. There's no obligation. And they'll find out the nature of your hearing problem and hearing loss, and find out whether there is a hearing aid to solve your problem, or at least enable you to hear more sounds than you are now hearing. They'll custom fit it for you, and there are many styles to choose from: the eyeglasses hearing aid, the in-the-ear, behind-the-ear, the old vest pocket model. They've got them all at Orlando Hearing Aid Centers, and they carry Zenith and Telex and Mako and Norelco and all the top lines. And they will custom fit this hearing aid for you. The molds are all specially made, so it will fit perfectly in your ear. And these in-the-ear hearing aids and the behind-the-ear models are virtually not noticeable at all. So there's no stigma attached with it at all. And you can find out that, in short order, that you're missing a lot of what's going on in this world, and you can right away start hearing all those sounds of laughter of children and music and whatever you're missing right now. So whether it's a child in the family or grandma or grandpa, they can take care of you all, and they've taken care of thousands and thousands of people in the 22 years they've been doing business in Central Florida. 35 West Pine, downtown, Morse Boulevard in Winter Park, Edgewater Drive in College Park. The three locations of the hearing aid people in Central Florida, Orlando Hearing Aid Centers. This is WKIS and WKIS-FM in Orlando, Florida. Tom Marshall with you on a Monday night. And our phone number here is 2950740. We do have a couple lines open and would like to hear.